Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 44. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is recorded on the, whatever day it is, the 15th of October 2006, which is a Sunday.
Always a Sunday, unless something happens.
Like Adam gets run over by a tram.
Or goes in a hospital, or goes on holiday, or goes to Wales, or Paul has his bedroom ripped apart for the new boiler to be put in. Bar any of these events, we're always here, every week, on a Sunday.
Unless we can't be bothered.
Yeah, that does happen. I'm sure sometimes these people can't be bothered to, you know, do their homework, take out the trash. You know, important things in life.
Indeed, right. We'll get straight to the letters. We had one. I don't know what... Did we talk about Neverwinter Nights last episode?
Yeah, I...
Well, there it is.
Yeah, talking about Neverwinter Nights 2. The special exclusive Dark Book will be just for game, where the light one will be
game
just
being Game Store's group PLC.
Yep. And the other one will be for play, as in play.com. If you want the crappy one, go to GameStation, she says. So, and she's trying to do the Noob Hunter.
She being Catherine.
Catherine is drawing the Noob Hunter. I'm still trying to put my drawing board back together properly before I can start drawing, but Neverwinter Nights 2 will be coming out on the 3rd of November, all things happening according to plan, which should be good. So I'm looking forward to it. GameStation opens Xbox store. What, they're just selling Xbox?
Sort of, yeah. This is reported in MCV this week. This week, it was reported on Friday at 4:30 by some guy called Ben Parfit. GameStation and Microsoft have unveiled a brand new consumer initiative in the retailer's flagship store entitled the Microsoft Undercover Experience. Lame. They could come up with a better name. The Undercover? It's not Undercover, is it? You just go in there. Established in the basement, or maybe it is Undercover, of GameStation Birmingham New Street store, Undercover Experience is Microsoft's first retail venture in Europe. It offers gamers a whole floor dedicated to Xbox 360 and Xbox, and also boasts a large area dedicated to games for Windows and Microsoft's new operating system, Windows Vista. It boasts sofas, beanbags, and six wall-mounted high-definition TVs, and will host multiplayer stuff, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, that's fun, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. Joy. Right. New stuff soon to be coming out to your doorstep.
Your doorstep? Well, man, does it just appear there?
Well, no. There is a process first. It's called emptying your wallet. And I hope that all you lovely girls and boys out there have been saving your pocket money, because you're not going to have any left now.
And I am. I'm not going to buy anything.
You never do.
BitTorrent, mate.
BitTorrent. Is that like the word... the password to open your wallet or something?
No.
Like, open sesame.
My wallet doesn't have a password because you just open it in it.
Yeah, you open it and then it's like a cousin of the Noob Hunter. It's like the Spend Hunter. It just stops you from spending. No, Paul. Get your hands away.
Right, okay, whatever. Right, are we going to do new releases?
Yeah, let's see what's coming out. On the 20th of October...
If I had to click anything, do more. Because I'm lazy now. Wait, get off my mouse.
Ooh. Right. Coming out on the 16th of October...
Don't bother reading that one.
It is the Satan of all Satans.
It's only the semi-Satan. Real Satan is semantic.
But this is McCaffrey... Virus Scan Plus 2007. If you really, really,
wanna
really
fuck
want
your computer up,
here's where you do. Yeah, to be honest, this is worth $54.99 if it's your parents who have the computer. And
no, it's not even worth it then, because it will fuck their computer up.
And you want them to buy a new one so that you can run new games on. Buy this, it'll muck up their computer, and they'll have to buy a new one. And then when they go to buy the new one, burn the disc or turn it into a copy coaster.
Whatever, that's not really a game, so whatever.
We'll ignore that. Moving along swiftly, we also have the
away. Hang on, this is releases coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
We would do this week, but whatever.
There isn't much coming out this week, is it?
Flight Simulator 10 came out this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean what came out this week, not what's coming out? Yes. Flight Simulator. Well, I'm talking about up and coming, and then we'll talk about...
Okay, we'll talk about the future ones before we talk about the present ones.
All right, we'll do the other
makes
way.
Sense.
Okay. Talk about what came out today. Come on.
I don't know what came out.
Well, there you go, then. I knew you'd say that.
All I know is Flight Simulator came out.
Oh, we'll talk about Flight Simulator now or later?
Talk about it later. Just run through these.
Okay. Hope you got your pocket money ready, because Battlefield...
Apparently, there's a game coming out, and apparently it might be good.
Yes, we'll have to wait and see. You know, it is...
I would buy it, but I'm feeling too cheap.
Because
I bought Battlefield 2, so, you know, and what's the difference? Oh, they've got fancy stuff now. So the game is exactly the same.
Just different time period.
And it's probably buggy as hell.
Oh, yes. Yes, Battlefield 21,
42. It doesn't even have the games for Windows box, so if I'm not buying it, fuck it. Mm. I want a nice games for Windows box, not crappy... PC DVD-ROM with a crappy EA logo on it.
Exactly. Damn EA.
EA suck. It's in the game.
Sims 2 expansion pack, the pets.
Oh god, we really want that, don't we?
We all want our doggies. And our kitties. Age of Empires 3 War Chiefs. Don't know much about this. $17.99, not too bad. You played much of your Age of Empires 3 lately?
No.
Have you gone off it?
I've been playing Battle for Middle-Earth. Because I never play real-time strategy single player anyway.
Yeah.
Because it does my head in.
True. What else is anything good? Caesar... Is that 4? Hellgate London. Now, this one I did go on about before. It's weird first person going round, and you're like a knight and you're trying to save London from...
You're a knight and you're trying to save London. What if some guy comes up with a gun?
We have guns as well. It's kind of like you're a futuristic knight. This weird
futuristic
sword.
Knight. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's, you know, I feel like we're on the same page with this one. Makes no sense whatsoever, and the page looks really weird. It's like Prey and Doom 3 mixed together with futuristic knights in London, and the zombies are coming up. Oh, it's weird. Who cares? Moving swiftly along. We'll also, at the end of the list, Jaws Unleashed. Now,
I bet you £10 that's gonna suck.
Yeah, the only thing that's cool about it is, for once, they've made a shark game, and you can't kill the shark because you are the shark. You play Jaws, and you've got to go around and kill as many people as you can, going through all of the films.
Can you kill that police guy who's like always a pain in the ass?
Yep.
Good.
Eat
that, Chief Brody, or whatever your name was, the guy.
Eat Chief Brody. We're gonna need a bigger boat. Ding, ding, ding,
no,
ding.
Just pack the boat you've got full of dynamite and blow it up.
Sharks don't have dynamite, or do they? Maybe they're made out of C4.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Or maybe they've got a compressed oxygen tank shoved in their mouth.
Yeah, they really ought to stop doing it. It's a bad habit for sharks. Week after, 27th, looking forward to, we've been talking about this quite a bit, Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War Dark Crusade expansion pack with the Tau and the Necrons. As well as that, if you haven't yet bought any of these and you're like, ooh, it means I've got to try and find Dawn of War, and Dawn of War is pretty cheap finding around, but you're like, oh, I want the other expansion pack, I wish I'd gone and got it when I had, and yada yada yada. They will be releasing a Dawn of War anthology, which will have all three games. So don't fear, if you don't have the other ones, you can still go ahead and get it. What's that word saying?
Dark Messiah.
Dark Messiah
of Might and Magic
is coming out.
Hey, what about Guild Wars? What about Pro Evo?
Oh, I'm getting back to that.
Pro Evo 6.
Getting back to that.
The football game, man.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it, but whatever.
If you want Football Pro Evo 6,
it's not games for Windows, so no thanks.
Guild Wars Nightfall, plus the special edition. Now, this one is a bit intriguing because instead of doing updates, they seem to be bringing out a new game that they're changing it all around, so you can play Guild Wars Factions or Nightfall. He doesn't really state whether you need the other ones previously, so it looks like it might be a complete standalone, but considering you don't have to pay for an online subscription, I suppose that's why they're doing this. One thing that does intrigue me about this game is you can have extra players that are NPCs that are on your side.
Ooh, NPC man.
So it's yourself, some other people, so it could be me and you playing online, but we would be a team of five. Team of five sort of thing. Myself, I'm quite happy with WoW and City of Heroes. But
wow, man.
If you're a Guild Wars fan, you know, stepping it up again. Further along, we also have the new expansion pack for Star Wars Empire at War, The Force of Corruption.
Boring.
Yeah, I must admit, I was always looking forward to that first one, Empire at War, but when it came out, it just seemed a little bit...
crap.
Yeah, it's like they didn't... someone made it in their bedroom. It didn't have that oomph that I was expecting. Graphically, it just seems so simple. Where if you're looking
gameplay-wise, it was so simple. You had capture points, where if you capture them, you can send your troops down to the ground there. Wow.
Yeah. See, I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I like RTSs. And this must have been a given, as in, I would be throwing my money at the guy saying, gimme, 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 gimme. But I wasn't. I played the demo. It was good. I would only own this game and play it on a reasonable, regular basis if someone turned around and stole all my video games and gave me this one for free. Bar that, I don't really think I'm going to go out and buy it. Next on the list, Splinter Cell 4, finally. I don't know if this is multi-released on this date or it's just PC out. We'll have a look in a minute, but...
Splinter Cell.
Double Agent. I've been looking at the release for this on the Wii.
You know what Splinter is, right?
What?
Splinter Cell Classics on the Xbox had a typo. And it actually said Splinter.
Really?
Well, it had the letters the wrong way around, yeah.
Oh dear. One thing that this game does
I pronounce it Splinter when it's like that.
Splinter Cell. Like the previous games where you had the... light sensor to show if you're in light or dark, and then they brought in the sound sensor. Now you've got the alliance sensor where it's showing which side, because you're playing a double agent, as you're doing and choosing things, your alliance will move one way or the other. Now, if you go more towards the terrorists, you can get in with the terrorists easier.
Terrorists?
But the...
what, you George Bush?
But the team won't give you much equipment, where if you're more towards the team, you get more equipment, or something like that, so it was saying... the Wii version does have its control system set up for this game, which looks quite good. They haven't released anything more with that, but otherwise should be good. The only disadvantage is the Wii will be down on the level with the Xbox and the PlayStation 2 version, where the next generation Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, when it finally gets its ass out,
it won't, it's been cancelled.
Exactly. Will have different features.
Yeah, it will have lighting.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, the PS3 won't, because PS3 can't handle it. The PS3 has to use pre-rendered light maps, like Quake 2. Xbox 360, yeah.
Exactly, you'll be Uber. As well, game I've been looking forward to, which I mentioned before, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Hey, you skipped two. Stop skipping games.
Well, I'm just going through the basis of the good ones.
Good. Sid Meier's Railroads, man, that's got to be good.
Well, it's Sid Meier's, yes, but it's Railroads.
Everyone likes trains.
You gonna bet?
No.
There you go then.
I don't know what it is.
Exactly. It's railroads.
Yeah, but meaning what? Oh, you actually build a railway.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's why I didn't mention it, because I didn't want you to get all flustered by the concept of building a train and a railway.
Well, you can do that in Civ 4.
Exactly. Why would you want
to
do it
You tell your worker to build a railway from there to there.
Exactly.
And look, your guys can move 10 squares.
I don't think there was anything else.
Zoo Tycoon Marine Mania.
Yep.
Games for Windows. And Zoo Tycoon Zookeeper Collection.
That was about all I'd seen that was coming out that was kind of like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Apart from, obviously, into November, we'll also have, beginning of November...
ooh, Helicopter Assault, whatever that is.
Helicopter Assault. That's Zoo Tycoon.
Games for Windows, PC, CD.
Oh yeah.
I do like the box. I mean, it's really nice.
It is going to be nice when they all come out with that.
Instead of the tacky, crappy PC CD-ROM jammed in the corner looking really bad. Fucking EA.
Right.
And you, I mean, look at the Splinter Cell one. It looks horrible.
Yeah, they really need to start getting rid of that. Instead of saying it's for PC, it's for Windows.
It is, because it's not going to run on a PC if you got, you know, Linux on there, is it?
Exactly. I should say what it is. Right, what else do I want to talk about? Oh, yes. Found out about Ubisoft. Their Wii launches.
Wii.
Will consist of Rayman.
Ooh, World of Warcraft. $9.99 delivered from Play.
Mm.
Yeah.
Month 3. You're tempted, aren't you? You're tempted.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, so it'll be Rayman.
Rayman!
Game very similar to Excite Truck, which is basically 4x4 monster trucks. Splinter Cell. Red Steel, which everyone's been looking forward to.
Boring.
And a Disney, I think it's a Disney game, it's one of those CG games. Summit Wilderness with a big bear and a moose and so it's
a moose
game for them. It
sounds like a
else.
Game for Bobman.
Oh yeah. One thing that they have announced, which a few people are mildly disappointed on, but it does seem like it's going to make the game a bit better. Rayman will not be a level platform game now. It's actually been announced that all the little snippy bits that we've been seeing, it's based off a selection of mini games. So you will go through these mini games one by one. So there'll be one where you'll have the Wii Remote and you've got this orangeade gun and you've got to use the Wii Remote to pump it up like a super soaker. And then you squirt orangeade into the scuba masks of all the ravaging rabbits coming towards you. And as soon as you fill up the masks, they drown and they drop down. Or there'll be a game where you'll have to shoot the rabbits while they're taking a crap in those like cowboy style huts, and every time they open it up, you gotta shoot them in the face with a plunger.
Right. Okay,
yeah, it's as wacky as possible. So where a few people thought what all these extra things were, and it is basically a storyline you're going through playing as Rayman, and it's an amalgamation of hundreds and hundreds of mini games sort of thing. So it looks good, but I think a few people might be a bit disappointed because of aspects of what the game was originally going to be. By that, it is looking good. Red Steel is looking uber. The fact of being able to have a sword in one hand and a gun in the other is going to be
tacky.
First person, ooh.
Yeah, but the game's probably going to suck.
It's looking good.
You know it's going to have some shit storyline, like, oh, the terrorist is blah blah blah.
No, your girlfriend gets kidnapped by a rival gang and you've got to save her.
Oh god, that's even worse.
Like, it's all about the triads and stuff.
Oh god.
Japanese mafia.
Oh god.
That's why it's the whole samurai.
We don't need King Kutaragi and his band of merry men in a stupid game.
In tights.
No, we don't need it.
We don't need it, do we not? Okay. Looks good there. One thing that
How
is
this
quite
open for? Go away.
One thing that is quite exciting is Nintendo published game Play, which is a set of games that have been shown on the videos for E3, where you saw two Japanese ladies playing ping pong. And they were going backwards and forwards playing it. An amalgamation of games that people thought would be something to do when you saw Wii Sports originally, before they announced what Wii Sports was going to be. Because the first announcement of Wii Sports was that it was tennis, golf, and baseball. Then they added in Wii Plane, where you were playing with the plane, which looked very much like Pilot Wings. Wii Sports has now been announced that it will just be tennis, golf, baseball, bowling, and boxing. The Play game will have an amalgamation of lots of mini games like playing ping pong and stuff like that. The thing that I do like, which makes me want to buy this game even more, is it comes with a free Wii Remote.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
So that's a bit more of an incentive to buy the game because...
those things are probably going to be pretty expensive.
And it's one of those games where you really need to play. It's one of those games that's more enjoyable playing with someone else.
In other words, it's crap playing it by yourself because it's crap. We want to play Civ 4.
So yeah, it looks pretty good. I'm looking forward to the Wii coming out. It's announced in the official Nintendo magazine that by their next release there would be a definite launch release. Fair enough, all the Nintendo ones that they've talked about is definite, with the fact that UK will be getting the Wii Sports boxed in with the game. So you will get your Wii console, your sensor strip with a set of cable that goes under your TV or on your TV, as well as you'll get a Wii remote, nunchuck, the AV cable. There is a little bit of a kind of confusion on the net whether or not a virtual console controller will be available. It looks like you might have to buy one separately because a lot of places that are advertising the Wii don't seem to mention it, only as an add-on with the fact of prices. Nunchuck looks like it's going to be priced around about £14.
What, have a nunchuck you don't even get with the controller?
Oh no, you get one with the console.
Yeah, but like if you buy a controller, you need a nunchuck as well.
Not necessarily, they come separately.
Come separately, which is bad.
Not really, because the concept is, say for argument's sake, your big brother comes in drunk as a fart and just stands on the nunchuck and goes, and it crushes it or something like that. Or the dog chews it, runs off and spits it in the local river or something like that, because it's a stupid dog.
Yeah, so let's have it separate so it costs more money, yeah.
So that means I've got a spare Wii remote and I can't buy a new nunchuck, because if I buy a nunchuck I've got to buy another Wii remote. So they're keeping them separately for that reason. It's because you don't always need...
No, it's to drive people up the wall.
You don't always need a...
a nunchuck.
Yeah, you don't always need a nunchuck. That's like saying you can only get an Xbox Live headset with a Xbox controller. Which means every time you break a headset, you've got to go out and buy a new controller.
Yeah, but sorry, the headset doesn't control the game. You know, if you buy a controller for a games console, you expect it to do all the controlling. You don't expect to have to buy another thing to be able to do this in another game.
Well, I suppose it's because they're just saying it being an add-on. I don't think...
No, it's just because the cost of the Wii controller is too expensive. They have to try and hide the cost by breaking it apart in a lot of little bits.
Okay. Anyway, it's looking pretty good. Hopefully by the end of... this month we should have a little bit more information. Luckily, its first release out into the world will be in America, which means that unlike when it's released into the Japanese culture, it'll be released into a Western culture, so we'll be able to go onto websites and read off straight away what's going on instead of getting secondhand info once it's been released. And if you're really that desperate, I suppose you could always go to the States and get one, but like when the Xbox came out, there is no point considering the fact that you're going to have to wait at least 2 weeks before UK release. So, you know, what's 2 weeks? Just getting an American one. It's pointless.
Indeed.
So, looking forward to that. Getting quite excited. I'm going to get the white one to go with my DS.
I'm not going to get one.
Fair enough. Anything else you want to talk about? Flight Simulator, yes. Flight Simulator 10 was released on Friday. There's two editions, which Paul's been explaining to me. The normal one, which is priced at 50-something?
£50.
£50. And the Uber Limited Edition, which is priced at a...
£60.
And for that £10 difference, what do you get?
Different box.
Different box.
You also get more planes.
More planes.
More scenery.
More scenery.
Air traffic control mode in multiplayer.
When you say you get air traffic control in multiplayer, does that mean you can play air traffic control non-multiplayer?
If you can, it's news to me.
So in other words, if you don't have the Uber Edition, you cannot play as air traffic control.
Correct.
Okay. Just so we can clarify that for the people that don't know.
Yeah, I mean, extra stuff. I mean, it's like the previous, because all the flight simulators in the last decade, other than one, which was 2004, had two editions.
Mm-hmm.
The Uber Edition has all the modding tools and all that sort of stuff. Extra aircraft, blah, blah, blah. Same thing again.
For that common Joe who just wants to have flights.
Just get the Uber Edition. Don't waste your money on the crap one.
Especially at a £10 difference.
Especially with the air traffic control, man. You could be an air traffic controller.
Yeah, which was quite cool. Paul was showing me on multiplayer as he was flying about, and some guy called, what was he called? He was seaplane? No, he was beachcraft. Wanting permission to take off, and then Paul buzzed him. Landed in front and took off again. Surprised no one was screaming on the headset. It's quite cool though. It gives a nice sense of realism.
It is cool, but you're talking to a real air traffic controller when you're flying.
Which I suppose is good if you've got loads of mates who play the game. You can have your own sort of locked off little bit of server and you can all fly around and one of you plays air traffic control, and just great sense of realism. No, it's good. It's definitely good. It looks absolutely amazing. Seeing the aircraft different between the beta version and this version, craft just looks so much more complete now. It's been nice to being able to see the development of it and actually see it come into fruition.
Also, Jen Stillmurder's performance. Because they even on that was flying on the lowest setting of autogen when I was doing it then, and you saw how absolutely packed out the world was with trees. The trees kill performance. So if you have performance issues with the game, kill the trees.
Kill the trees.
And you do that by renaming default.xml somewhere, or just turning autogen way down. Likely also hammers performance, but my system can handle it.
Because it's Uber.
Yeah, man.
Uber. What else is out?
Lemmings came out on PS2.
Yes.
It looks worse than the Master System version.
Ouch. I didn't realise that was possible unless you had it on, like, the original Game Boy.
Well, you know, the Master System version, it was the original version, a port from the PC. Nice and sharp. PS2 version, they tried to make it pseudo-3D, and it looks terrible.
Ouch.
The only redeeming factor is EyeToy. You know, you can move your body and the lemmings will move along your arm and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. But that's only really good for having your arm along, waiting for it all to go along, and then move your arm so it will fall off.
It's a nice feature, but it's how I...
Do I want to
spend the money?
Do I want to pay 25 quid for lemmings? No.
Stop rehashing. We need newer games. It's a big thing on news this week with talking about the games industry, with it being so much bigger than any of the other entertainment industries today.
Simply because they charge 50 quid for games.
The fact that they're saying that they're trying to get new blood out, they've announced that they're going to be releasing a construction kit for home gamers to be able to start constructing their own software. This software will be useful for downloading onto the new Windows Vista operating systems, and also be downloadable from Marketplace on Xbox 360. How much detail will be available is unsure yet, but it will allow people to start programming their
Xbox 360.
Yeah, they'll be able to make new games. The whole tube l'entendre, you know, the world is your oyster as it is, but developing companies were kind of, yeah, it's been done before. People have been able to make flash games like for God knows how long and post them on the internet and stuff. But they're saying the reason why they want to do this is because of the way that technology has gone. It's become harder for people to actually sit at home and make video games. Like the guy that created Worms. You know,
no, because that's original.
He made that in his bedroom, and look, that's got a success. But they're saying today the games take so many people to actually make that no one could actually make a game any decent out their home these days. So it's nice that they're thinking about the people and they're trying to get fresh ideas, because some of the gaming industry is rehash after rehash after rehash. I must admit, the only advantage that this has actually caused into the industry is the fact that now the industry is realizing that story in character, like what is used in film, needs to be present more and more these days. And the only reason they're doing that is because that is what sells games. If they don't do it, then the games won't sell. Because at the end of the day, it's rehash. Only a few new innovative things are coming along. Looking at the Wii, it's a bold statement to try and redesign a whole control system. You know, it hasn't been released yet. We have yet to find out whether or not it will be a success. More companies are finding it hard to actually take these steps, because in an interview with, I'm trying to remember what guy it was, I'll find out for you later, next episode, was saying that some companies will not dare make a move into the realms of the unknown, because you make a couple of bad games, you get a bit of a bad name, and boom, it's the best way. When they're costing several millions a game, you can kill your company in a couple of moves. So because of this, companies are trying not to get too in there at the moment. So it's quite nice that they're trying to allow fresh blood, hands on developing kits, to be able to create stuff. Is that what you brought up now? Yeah, the Microsoft XNA Game Studio Express. Just being beta at the moment.
So yeah, it's basically Visual Studio, only tailored to be easy to use. The current version doesn't support Xbox 360, but the final version will. This is currently in beta, so you can have a play around with it.
Yeah, it's nice if there's people out there that are really, hobbyists, students.
Of course, you do need to know how to, write code.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's nice that they're trying, at least. It maybe this might not be the right step, but it might be the first step to.
Of course, it's the right step. It's opening up the Xbox 360 to noobs.
Well, yeah. What I mean is, it might not be the step that does it, but it's probably the first step in many that will get it to the point where people will be able to make their own games. Yes,
free.
That is the other thing that's nice about it.
And you can target Windows and Xbox 360 together.
Which is nice as well.
The only thing is, on Xbox 360, it will cost you some money to actually put your game over onto it.
Yeah.
You have to buy the Creators Club subscription from Marketplace.
Yeah. It's the only bit you have to pay for. Because I was going to say, there's something you have to pay for, a subscription on Marketplace. But if you're really wanting to get in there and do it, then the tools are there for you to start.
Well, the beauty is, once you've, I think it's something like 100 quid a year, you'll be able to download all the games from all over the net for free. All you have to do is publish your source code out, compile it on your computer, download it to your 360, and boom, you've got free games for 100 quid a year. That's all it costs.
That's cool.
So even if you don't develop your own games, people will, put their source code out there for you to compile and then whack it over to the 360.
That is pretty cool. Definitely cool. So it's looking forward to the future.
Yeah, hopefully they'll have some decent games, like a clone of, say, a good game.
So that's pretty much all I've got to say this week.
Yeah, how long is the episode? 34 minutes.
Yeah, that's enough, I think. Obviously, like, a reason why I wanted to talk about some of these games coming out, a lot of these will be games that I will be purchasing, so... because it's been a while since I've purchased anything new, so when these games are coming out, I'll start doing some reviews on them. These are the ones I've been waiting for.
Gears of War.
Yes, soon.
Just over a month to go.
Soon you'll be able to get your machine gun, go up to someone, not shoot them, and stick your chainsaw right in their gullet. Maybe that's what the new Panther uses: chainsaw, machine gun. We're going to have to come up with alternative...
I thought we were just going to use like a stick. You just whack him with the stick.
I'm going to have a go at creating a beast, Noob Hunter. But at the end of the day, it might be the beast that's on a chain that the Noob Hunter has. You know, like his dog.
Right, okay.
What he sets on the noobs and chews them up.
Attack of the Killer Noob.
Yeah. Attack of the Killer Noob. Because he is the...
Noob Hunter.
We done?
Yeah, why not? Whatever.
Yeah.
letters, feedback at gamercast.net. Leave them on the blog as well, gamercast.net. portalforums.net to talk with people about shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
I'll get some reviews out soon. Should be all good.
So, yeah, Battlefield 2142 next week.
Yes. So,
we will have a review of it. Because Adam is going to buy me a copy.
I may be trying to get a copy. I might have to wait at least until the Tuesday to purchase it. I don't know yet.
Well, that's too late. You've got to buy it straight away and give it to me.
I don't get paid until the 24th.
Yeah, well, that's your dodgy financing for you, isn't it?
I got to make sure I've still got enough money for petrol, otherwise I wouldn't even be able to come to the show.
Well, we can jiggle something up with, like, the telephone.
Put salad tape to our heads. Look, it's hands-free. Mom, I've got duct tape stuck to my head again. That stuff can rip your skin off if you're not careful.
I wouldn't know. I'm not really dumb enough to go around taping myself up.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so I'd say that's it for this week. It's getting exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. We're just leaping up and down with joy.
I've just been in one of those bored days. It's been a boring day for me today. That's why I'm in such...
I've been playing Black and White 2 lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shows how bored I am.
I was that bored I couldn't even play City Heroes.
You look mad. Our GamerCast website.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Soon, on the GamerCast website, I know it's, like, not very interesting, but the Super Gojin tag will be turning back to silver because my Xbox Live will be cancelling.
Wow, man.
Yay. Joy. What was the last game I played? The last game I played was Geometry Wars.
Last game I played was Geometry Wars. Then I played Doom before.
Mine was Hitman, and then...
Hexic.
Project Gotham, and Ghost. And I own none of those games anymore. Oh dear. Well, actually, no, I still own Geometry Wars. As I paid for it. So I've got to be able to download it for free anytime with my account. So, that's it for this week. Please, anybody that got any ideas for New Punch or Univ, they're crap at drawing, send them in and I'll redraw them better. I'd say that's about it.
Yep, we will see you next week on GamerCast episode 45, where it will be exciting when we talk about new games.
Yes, finally we've got to that date. The date I've been talking about for so long. Stuff's gonna be released. Okay.
Yeah, The Sims 2 Pets. Exclusive GamerCast review.
On pets. Right. Catch you later.